with stress and adrenaline. Don't jinx it. There's still the couture collection to go. I flinched as the model sashayed too much, wobbling in the insanely high heels I'd buckled to her feet. My cell phone buzzed in the only place I had available in this dress. My cleavage. No, no. Not now. I'd been waiting to hear from him for 2 days. Lying in bed in the fancy hotel, willing my phone to chime, granting me the intoxicating rush of flirtation. But nothing. Not a peep. A month of this. What was this? It wasn't a relationship. Liaison? Nameless courtship? I had no name for the craziness I indulged in. I panted for scraps of communication like a high school wallflower. It's time to end it. Another message vibrated, shattering my willpower to ignore him with his impeccable timing. As usual.
You know the couture line will raise the roof. Stop being modest.
Vaughn nudged my shoulder with his. Ignoring my brother and their suddenly heavy cell phone, I winced as the model flicked her hair, pirouetting at the end of the runway, before flouncing away in a whirl of pink silk. Too much attitude for that dress. I shook my head, stopping the inner monologue that never shut up when it came to models flaunting my creations.